My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I know you're hurting. You did it. I know. But you're hurting. I know you're hurting. I'm showing empathy now. Now shut up. Right? That's what's been created. Thank God that most Americans get it where it came from this man. Now, I don't know if they know the backstory. He wanted to be a significant president. That's why he did it. Here's David Axelrod, though. Talking about those who are telling people, hey, ignore how diminished you are because of inflation. You got to get out there and vote for Biden. Otherwise, you lose democracy, too. Here's Axelrod.
Well, look, I think today it made sense when Trump was returning to the Capitol after, 1,254 days or whatever it was. 1,254 days after he sent a mob rampaging through that building, I think it was an appropriate time to raise this. We'll see how extensively they use that ad. Look, I've said before, I mean, I'm the son of a Jewish refugee from Eastern Europe, and I so love this democracy, and I think this is a central concern. But I've also said, if you are talking about democracy over the dinner table, it's probably because you don't have to worry about the cost of the food on your dinner table. And I think that these campaigns are fought out on issues that are very close to the ground and close to people's lives. And I would think the messaging should address that. I think the people who are hanging out here, the people who need to be reached and motivated, are more motivated by those kinds of issues than they probably are by the issue of democracy.
Well, I agree with him. Yeah, without a doubt. But what are you going to say to them, the axe? Joe Biden just did his best shot. Yeah, I know you're hurting. I came from a background, too. I know you're hurting. Yeah, but why are we going to continue with this? I know you're hurting. There's no remedy. There's nothing there that they can possibly do on this. So he starts talking about junk fees. He starts talking about Snickers bars. He starts talking about the insulin cap, which Trump did. They did it. They broke it. And surprisingly, with all of their henchmen in the media and all that, they've been unable to convince people that they're not responsible for what people are going through. So you see, it was a tenth of a point lower year over year in May. That's good. But the Fed's not convinced. That's our guy there, too. He's not convinced. He's not lowering interest rates. All those people that want to get into that first-time home. You're not seeing that, and you're not going to see that. So what do? They're going to continue this same failed, I believe, strategy. And it's going to be interesting if the debate does happen. I'm in the camp that says it's going to happen. If Biden suddenly starts walking around. Now, Dan, if the Trump people had been smart, they would say, look, we shouldn't have a debate standing up. I like the free flow debate where both people move. Can you imagine what Biden might be doing in that sort of debate? That Trump-Hillary debate where they're both walking around, that is an all-timer. I mean, that's when things get interesting. But you can see now why Trump agreed to this, even on CNN, even cutting the mics, even no audience. He agreed to it because he believes under that kind of pressure with Biden, you're going to see some things that are very, very out of character. That's going to be the thing. Can they pump him up enough, so to speak, that it can get through 90 minutes without exhibiting that? And even if he's saying crazy stuff as far as policies, people are going to go, well, he doesn't look so bad. That's the low bar. That's what the strategy is. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. We got the side question, simply a Scott. First name, last name, real, fictional. That's what we're looking for. And let's see. Who is it that on the Justice Alito, Dan? Oh, Tlaib.
Yeah, Rashida Tlaib's on the floor calling for an expansion of the Supreme Court and the impeachment of Justice Thomas and Alito.
Yeah, and Raskin and AOC are doing it. They can't stand the Constitution. And I told you, I'll try not to pontificate. It's a fun day at Mulligan's. But part of the fun is on the 21st, next week. Yeah, I'll ask for that in a second. When we're there at Mulligan's, I will be raising a glass of whatever to the fact that on that day in history in 1788, New Hampshire became the ninth state. It ratified the Constitution. Think about what the left would be doing if they weren't bound by the Constitution. And if they weren't bound by the Supreme Court. In the Supreme Court this morning, another big decision, they said, no, we're not going to go with the administrative state. That's what I see this bump stock thing as. That's what it's really about. Congress has to make these laws. Even though Trump is the one who handed it off to his alcohol, tobacco, and firearms to ban the bump stock, saying it's a machine gun. All right, here's Tlaib calling for the expansion. How many would she like to have on the Supreme Court?
It's time to expand the Supreme Court. It's time for reforms. I know our residents in the 12th Congressional District are demanding that I move with urgency on this issue. We need to enact term limits to Supreme Court justices and enforce building binding code of conduct, real reforms, and expedite impeachment proceedings. These reforms are long overdue. I know Justice Thomas should have never been confirmed in the first place. We should have listened to Anita Hill. But let me be clear, Thomas and Alito need to be impeached and removed from the bench now. Our country deserves a Supreme Court that's acting in the best interest of the American people, not a court that is accepting bribes and doing the bidding of right-wing extremists.
Okay, then. So, this is what they constantly want to do. No life term. Pack the Supreme Court. FDR tried to do it, too. This just in, Colin Kaepernick, former San Francisco 49ers quarterback, has announced he will boycott the NFL, like they're going to take him, as long as Harrison Butker remains a member of any team. Now, how do you take that?
Yeah.
And I got to take a shot at Caitlin Clark here. I realize the position she's been in, and we've been very supportive of Caitlin. And basketball experts agree with me, another basketball expert, that Caitlin Clark, what's happening to her, is not the usual rough and tumble. She's calling out people that are using her name, she says, to foment racism and misogyny. Well, I agree with her on that. But how about telling us how you feel? How about calling this out and saying it's all ridiculous then? If you want to say that. All right, 855-839-1210. By the way, I'm looking at more, Dan, of a shot at Biden and the Italian premier or the Italian prime minister turning him around. There was a guy that was putting his parachute together, putting it back. But Biden is not exactly looking at him, Dan. He's looking like over his head, like out into the wilderness and going with this with his hand. So if that's the guy he wanted to congratulate or say something to, wouldn't he be looking down at him? I think Fox is showing that. To say, no, we're not making it up. He just kind of stumbled off. Why did she bring him back then if she didn't perceive that too? If he were just talking to the paratrooper over there, I don't think the prime minister would have done that. I think she would have waited for him a little bit more. My goodness. But when you watch it, it's just the looking all over the place. What is the constant head on a swivel and the look all over the place? God, it's hard to believe. Can you see the handlers at that point? Oh, my goodness, what they must be doing, like whose job it is that day. All right, let's take the Earl of Tacony. And then coming up, Margate now jumps into the ring with the Short Town Stand. They're going to start punishing parents of kids who are out past curfew and unruly in any way. And the fine starts at $1,000. Oh, man.
Jeez.
Are they really going to do it? Are we having an arms race at the shore? You know, Ocean City, they'll send in the Hawk if they have to. Wildwood just shut everything down, declared an emergency.
I don't mean to be that guy, but really, Margate's having issues with this too?
Yes, that Wawa there.
Okay.
The famous Wawa's in Margate,
yeah.
I believe. Yeah. And there's something like, about it that draws them there.
Something the audience might not know about me is I worked a summer at Lucy the Elephant.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I guess there's a little gathering spot on the right. beach right off of Lucy, too, but there's not really a... There's a promenade. There's not right. much of a boardwalk, though. You
no.
know, they don't have, like, what Ocean City or Wildwood has at the beach.
No, exactly. But that Wawa...
Kids are still taking advantage of it.
Somewhere though. Over there, Dan, has become infamous.
Oh, yeah, right downtown there. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
for
about.
Some whatever reason. So we'll get to that. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony, though. Hey, Earl, good afternoon. And who saves pictures with a grease stain on my... Mulligan short shirt. My God, what an audience.
Well, I told you, it was my first selfie ever, so give me a break.
Not bad for a first.
Not bad for a first, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what, I got to do your whole job. I got to go and write your news articles for you about education, and I got to go and make sure that your laundry's done. I mean, you know, then I got to write songs for you. I mean, you know, if I knew the caller of the year and title of all this work,
this
I would
all supposed
right
to stay
away.
Behind the scenes. It was never supposed to come on air, all the stuff that you do for
That's right, and the edging, Rose
the roofing
says,
work, you know.
Yeah, the edging didn't look so good last week, so chop chop on that.
Well, that's why I'm calling my second album the contractually obligated second-rate second album. I mean... real quick, you were talking about how they want to ban air conditioning. Well, you do realize that by banning air conditioning, you can save lives, because the Labor Day hurricane of 1935 that hit Florida didn't kill that many people, because not that many people lived in Florida, because it's too hot and humid down there. The population of the South didn't really increase until after World War II, when air conditioning became available and people were able to live more comfortably in the southern states where it's hot and humid.
Well, I knew the Pope was against the Mason-Dixon line. Now I proved it.
But I'm upset that you took Scott Paper off of the off the list.
Okay.
Because Irvin and Clarence, being a Philadelphia company, they were the first to sell toilet paper on the roll. And Irvin's son, Arthur, developed really hard-sell magazine advertising in the 30s, such as if you use rough toilet paper, it'll cause rectal problems. Or in 1936, he did an ad that said, is your bathroom turning your employees Bolshevik, claiming that if you have rough toilet paper in your bathroom, it'll turn your employees into communists.
Earl, how do you know this stuff?
Oh,
man?
My God. It's just turn them loose. It's, we have access to this is amazing. So, Earl, who's yours then?
Since I couldn't use Scott, I'm going to go with Dred Scott.
That is a great one.
One of the worst Supreme Court decisions other than the bump stock case that just came up.
You think the bump stock is the wrong decision?
It's one of those things. I do believe that Congress should be responsible. The bump stock is really, it's just a toy. It doesn't really serve a purpose. It's just so that you have a gun that fires quickly. They say that, you know, it's used to kill people. It's like, well, it's used to spray a large area quickly, but you have no accuracy. Because the gun is bouncing around because of the bump stop.
Right.
I hate to sound morbid or anything, but you can kill more people with a slower firing gun with better accuracy. I mean, a bump stock is just a terror item. It's not so much a killing item.
Well, in Vegas, thanks, Earl. It worked there because of the sheer number of people. I think 58 were killed and hundreds wounded. So I still think they're right on this. I know it's already, we're seeing the, oh, by the way, Dan, we didn't give the hint, President Trump, so that I don't forget, on who his VP will be. He said it's probably somebody that I've met today that's been in here in these meetings in Congress. So that would mean Vance, Rubio, Byron Donalds, Tim Scott. You know, the Fox person says, oh, what about Glenn Youngkin? You want to win Virginia, don't you? Could you see a scenario?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, here's something that really could be impactful. If they actually are that close in Virginia. I don't know, what's Virginia? Is it like 11 or 12 electoral votes? I know Pennsylvania's 19. I know Virginia doesn't have as many. If they're really that close in Virginia, and you tag in Glenn Youngkin, who I think is very capable and is conservative and appeals to suburbanites, you tag in a Glenn Youngkin, does he win you Virginia? If you think that's the case, that might be a heck of a play. That would be startling. But it seems like Trump is not given indications on that. His clue was toward the people that are there in Congress. You know what? It seems to me that Stefanik has dropped or just doesn't seem to be. Let's talk about the ones, Dan, that seem to have dropped off the radar screen. And what's the reason? Well, Kristi Noem, obvious. She's out. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you don't hear anything about. Tulsi Gabbard, you really don't hear much about. And Stefanik, it's kind of limited. Now, it's hard, so hard to tell with Trump, harder than anybody. But those three, you really just don't hear a whole lot. You don't hear a lot from inside Trump world indicating there's anything going on there. But Youngkin would be an interesting choice if these polls in Virginia hold up. And if you really could win Virginia, I'd have to say that's a big net impact. And I think he could govern. I don't think he would. He's been vetted pretty firmly so far.
But what does he win?
Virginia. He's the governor of Virginia.
Yeah, but
that's a lot of electoral vote. What other VP person's going to win a state? I don't know of any.
Vance?
Are they going to win Ohio anyhow? They got Ohio.
Yeah.
Ohio is theirs. And Florida is theirs. There's Rubio. And Tim Scott, we both think, no way with this guy. He's tepid. Plays well in the suburbs.
I don't know how it plays with moderates to do just another conservative white male who lost an election.
He won.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's it. He won Virginia. It's one of the biggest stories of the last 5 years. Touché, yeah, touché. Yeah. There you go.
So I pulled up the New York Magazine, and they have the candidate odds for the vice president pick.
Yes.
First one that they have there is Doug Burgum, Tim Scott, Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance, Elise Stefanik, who we mentioned, Ben Carson, Byron Donalds. But then Tom Cotton, who we don't often talk about. What's your opinion on him?
No, I like Cotton a lot.
Yeah.
Cotton would be a president. I mean, he's tepid, too. You know, there's no buzz there, but he is brilliant, military guy.
So they write, Tom Cotton, Harvard-educated Army veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, May 2024. The New York Times reported that Cotton has moved to the top of Trump's VP list due to these credentials and because Trump considers a senator, quote, reliable and effective communicator in cable news and interviews. But Trump doesn't need Cotton's help to win Arkansas. His previous endorsement of a national abortion ban 20 weeks after pregnancy is at odds with Trump's let the states decide stance. He urged Trump to deploy the U.S. military against protesters in 2020, which may be a tad too authoritarian for some voters.
Yeah, I like that, what he said about that. He was right. The only thing you said on there that's an out, abortion. Mm-hmm. Got to take a look at their record on that. If they've been on there on abortion, you don't want that because that's all we're going to hear. So we know a major story just this week. Wildwood had to put the kibosh on this group that was coming there, the stage twerking contest and boxing matches. On the beach, somehow or another, they would sell you tickets. I don't know how they thought they would prevent other people from coming to it. You can imagine. But the Margate people now, their curfew law, Dan, is it's paragraphs of where you can't be for those under 17. And they're saying if they're causing trouble, the juvenile will be taken into custody, potentially charged with whatever offense prompted the police response. And then after that, the parents are going to be fined. Now, they can appeal it, of course. And the fine, at least in the material that I have for Margate, is $1,000. Margate police will strictly enforce City Ordinance 117-4, which states during curfew times 10 p.m., 6 a.m., juveniles act out or ignore police commands, they will take the child into custody, contact the parent to get them at the police station. If the behavior warrants, they will give the parents a summons for the child's behavior, may also charge the child with an infraction. And the words $1,000 is thrown around here in a couple of the articles that I've seen. And to your point, you asked about Margate since you have history with that. And I would agree, it doesn't seem to be. Yeah, the ordinance forbids juveniles to loiter, idle, wander, watch out, Joe Biden, stroll, or play in or upon the public streets, highways, roads, alleys, parks, playgrounds, wharves, docks, or other public grounds, public places, and public buildings, vacant lots, any automobile or vehicle other than unsupervised places overnight. Should a child be detained, parent or guardian will need to retrieve them from the police station, at which point a summons of up to $1,000 will be issued. If found guilty, negligent parents and their unruly kids can be sentenced to 90 days of community service that they may have to perform together. Wow. Hmm. That's pretty wild out of Margate. Are they actually going to do this?
How do you fix this, though? Like, because obviously you have the ridiculous, policies implemented right by Governor Murphy.
Right.
But if we're reading between the lines, essentially you have teenagers who are bored to heavens when right they go down to the shore and they have nothing else to do besides gather right at Wawa and cause a ruckus, cause trouble. I mean, is there not a two-sided approach where I don't want to be the rec center guy, but some kind of other activity for teenagers to do instead of go to Wawa or the Wharfs to hang out and drink?
I mean, I don't think they can gather in these. As soon as they gather in big numbers like that, that's always going to be a problem.
Let me ask you this. So they used to have, what was it, the milk bar? That was like a 18 and over or 16 and over kind of bar with no alcohol. Would something like that be acceptable in 2024?
I think it's more, though, the numbers, Dan. You know, why the need to have hundreds gathering at one place like that Wawa?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you get 100 kids gathered, you know what's going to happen. Somebody bumps into somebody, somebody doesn't like, they're going to start to cause trouble. That's what the police are afraid of. I don't think if three kids are out there walking down the street, there's not going to be any issue with this. They're trying to break this up. What do they have to do? Well, they just have to take on Murphy and the attorney general. Now, they may get sued, and I don't think maybe the people that live there year-round don't want to have to deal with a lawsuit. But all these other things, Dan, are not going to work because Murphy's not going to stop it. This attorney general is out of control, and Democrats and progressives in the legislature, they like this. They think it's equitable. So you put them all together, to your point. I think the best you can do is try to scare off big numbers of people and then deal with smaller numbers in the usual ways. But you just can't have a crowd gathering. I mean, I would never, you know me, I'm never going to use a backpack. I despise the backpack. I don't know why people do it.
Hey,
I mean,
you watch yourself.
I do have one I have one that goes over the arm. It's more European type of thing, but it's not a backpack.
It's called a purse.
It's not a purse. You have a backpack?
I do have a backpack.
I didn't notice. I just feel like a mule or something carrying stuff into work. Yeah, but you don't carry it over your back, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, God. I can't get used to that. That's bad business.
It's better than having a purse. A man purse over there.
Let's take Robert in Ben Salem, and then we'll get to Linda, too, coming up here. Hey, Robert. Afternoon to you.
Dan called it a purse. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Before I get to my answer, I would like to share the world's shortest fairy tale with you guys. 10 seconds. Once upon a time, a young man fell in love with a woman and asked for her hand in marriage. She said no, and he lived happily ever after. The end. I'm assuming you guys are taking Scottish people, and if that's the case, I would like to go with William Wallace.
Yes.
I love
okay,
that
that's good. Yes.
There you go,
that's
Robert.
Great weekend, all right?
All right, thank you, Robert. Bending the wheels rules a little bit there, Dan, but I think acceptable.
It's a great answer, yeah.
William Wallace. Oh, God.
Little flow over here, aren't I?
Yeah. 855-839-1210. All right. Coming up, look, this election is about offense, and it's also about defense.
You'll never take home freedom!
Better late than never, right?
Mel Gibson is so good in that.
Relevant to what you're saying, too, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The offense is mail-in balloting. Scott Presler's coming up. The defense is election integrity. Linda Kearns here in our area, maybe the best in Pennsylvania. I know one of the best in the country, and I think probably the best in Pennsylvania, is right here. Now, I don't know that she can beat me in a moot court. I'm not going that far.
Oh, we're going back to this again.
I'm not ever going to give that up.
I'm Team Linda 100%.
I mean, you could bring in Alan Dershowitz, and I have my doubts, but that's okay. But Linda Kearns.
Calling Dershowitz as a ringer?
Yes.
Versus Ryan Kearns?
Has a big event coming up with Laura Trump and Whatley. Is it Mike Whatley? I think it's Mike Whatley. The guy hand chosen by President Trump to be the RNC guy.
Yeah,
he's Mr. Election Integrity. They're coming here to the Union League. It's on Tuesday or Monday. We'll give you the exact detail. And they're bringing in lawyers. I guess it's kind of a pep talk, too, to get them to be proactive and to fight back. I just hear from so many people so disheartened. The give up quotient. I mean, this isn't lost. This is eminently winnable. I think we're in the lead. Yeah, but I get the yeah buts. The offense, the mail-in balloting's got to come up a couple percentage more. And the election integrity needs more people to send a message. We're coming at you on this. Now, these things are not easy. Democrats are good at this, particularly in Philadelphia. Linda Kearns is in the center ring here, right here in the state that really matters, Pennsylvania, right here in Philadelphia. Linda joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Linda. Thanks for contacting us. Welcome back.
Hey, Don. I love being on your show, the Dean of Philly Talk Radio.
Well, thank you, Linda, and moot court winner. I'm sorry about that, Dan. You told me not to say
no.
That.
Stop it, Dom.
Well, wait a minute, Dom. I've been listening, and I heard you say that you have a man purse.
That's not true.
So now I know Dan is the manly one on the show, and I might have to find other shows to appear on.
Oh, God.
The host carries a man purse.
Put the photo up of my traveling bag here,
you
Dan.
Put it out. YouTube.com/@TalkSomeWPHD. Hold it up right now. Can you grab it? It's like a laptop bag, to be fair, right?
Yeah, what I have to go through for this show.
Like you're carrying a leather satchel. That can be a purse.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's officially endorsed by the talk show host of America. That's where I get them from.
Radio station that isn't ours.
You are slurring an entire industry, Lindy. You'll be banned from here to Poughkeepsie.
All right. Oh, please. I'm not afraid of anyone. You know that, Dom.
Okay. So you are in the center ring of the defense here, even nationally, and your recruitment effort is going great guns, but we need to do more. So who's coming to town, and what are you doing at the Union Lick?
Right. We have two events coming up on Tuesday, June 18th at 4 o'clock p.m. at our Trump campaign headquarters in Newtown, Pennsylvania. It's 642 Newtown Yardley Road. We're going to have Laura Trump and Chairman Whatley come and talk to our volunteers. And then afterwards, we're going to have a training. And, Dom, we're at pretty much at capacity, but I asked them to open a sign-up sheet just because I was appearing on your show. That's how special you are. So I asked them to open it up for the next couple hours so we could get a few more sign-ups because I want your listeners there. And if you go to my Twitter account, Linda Kearns Law, I posted the sign-up for that event on Tuesday. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to be at the Union League at an event with the Republican National Lawyers Association to recruit volunteer lawyers and talk about how important lawyers are. And Laura Trump and Chairman Whatley will also be joining me at the Union League. So the sign-up for that is also on my Twitter. So if you go there, your listeners can sign up, but only for the next hour or two because we're getting such a good response. We already have a lot of people, so I'm really excited about that.
Now, in Philadelphia, too, how many polling places do you have a sense based upon the volunteers, et cetera? Do you think you'll be able to man ballpark figures?
Well, what I am starting to realize is the Democrats are listening to your show, too, so I don't want to give away too many of my secrets. But I can tell you that we're doing really well with recruitments, but we can't take our foot off the gas. And I have some other good news for your listeners, because I was listening to you earlier, and I know you say that people say, oh, they're going to cheat us out of it. Why bother? Are we all in? And yes, we are, because there is a lot of good news. First of all, Republicans in Pennsylvania are closing the registration gap. Between 2020 and this month, we've closed the registration gap by 3.2 points. That is so significant because Biden only won PA in 2020 by a little over 1 point. So we have they have a lot less Democrats in Pennsylvania, and we have more Republicans, and that is excellent news. And people should understand that there's a lot of momentum here.
Right. And with Scott Presler, Linda, he's the offense who follows you at 2 o'clock. I think within 5 weeks, maybe five and a half, we'll flip Bucks County. When that happens, the registration there, they were well ahead. Each week it goes down by about 100, 120 people, to your point. So, Linda, what would you say if we had you here, though? I mean, I don't get worn out of this, but it does annoy me that clumps of people out there think, why bother? They tell other people all this stuff. They're going to cheat anyhow, or they have an edge, or we just don't seem to know what we're doing. I think there's new sheriff in town. There's you. I like what Laura Trump is doing. Presler. They're mail-in balloting. We're spending $10, $12 million in Pennsylvania alone. It's much different than 2020.
It is very different than 2020. And what your listeners need to understand is stop reading the headlines. Stop reading them, looking at the mainstream media. You got to look at the numbers. Between 2020 and then this race that we just had for Supreme Court last year, way more people are voting in person than by mail. And people are acting like these mail ballots, you know, are absolutely the make or break. But we now have more people voting in person. So that's something that's really important. The next thing I want to say to the people who ask if we're all in is I'm going to quote Ronald Reagan. And what he said was, when you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. And how do we make them feel the heat? We show up. If you want to stop Bidenomics, if you want to stop men and girls sports, if you want to foster freedom and liberty, if you want a secure border, we have to make them feel the heat. We have to show up and vote. No excuses, no defeatist attitude. You have to show up. And that's my answer to those people, Dom.
Well, my answer, too, is people like you. I mean, it's obvious. It's obvious how much momentum you're getting. And when the first time I talked with Laura Trump, this is months ago, and then consecutively with you, Linda, these people are smart to listen to talk radio, as you know, and they mention, well, okay, that's the polls. What about chain of custody? They use language like that, and you've addressed that. This is all out from beginning to end with this to make this, as far as we can tell, as fair as possible.
Absolutely. There are multiple lawsuits going on in Pennsylvania. And look, we can't change the law. The legislature has to change the law. But what we are trying to do is achieve some type of uniformity so that your ballot is treated the same no matter what county you live in. And we are fighting on all fronts.
Well, let me interrupt, Linda, because it's important to me, too. Here's the thing that's important to me. And I will tell you, Rich and I were on the overnight. Well, we were doing the election night coverage. It had to be, I don't know, almost midnight. When something happened that gets people really upset, the money has been placed in there. Now it's the execution to say, you keep counting. You cannot stop the count. You have to tag in a new team of counters. The others are tired. That's what you have to do. Is that the law in Pennsylvania? That's what the legislators told me.
Yes, that is what they're supposed to do. Absolutely.
And what if they stop doing it?
What's going to happen?
What do we do if they don't?
We go to court, and we're ready. We're ready for them, Dom.
Okay.
We're absolutely ready. And because of my appearances on your show and on the other mm-hmm. host on WPHD, we're recruiting a lot of people that are going to be standing there watching. And the event that we have at the Union League on Tuesday, we're recruiting lawyers. So, and we are ready. The voters need to be confident, because the only way we win this election is turnout. Everything else is just noise. You know, yesterday my nephew called me. He's going to be a sophomore in college, and he said, "Aunt Linda, I'm going to request my mail ballot. I already know my college address in the fall." Well, guess what, Dom? He's my favorite nephew, and I want your listeners to think about that. This election is won by step by step, vote by vote, by what Scott Pressler's doing. Every vote counts. So if you have a son or a nephew or a cousin who's going away to college, encourage them, that because not everyone lives and breathes balloting and voting like you and I do. So some of these people need reminders, and that's what we need to do to get over the top and win this election.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Linda. It is always inspirational. Now, where do people go? We got a short window here, but if they want to be part of this, what do they do?
So to sign up for Tuesday, the best thing to do is go to my Twitter, Linda Kearns Law, and I put the links for both of them. If you're a lawyer, sign up for the lawyer event. If you want to learn how to volunteer and just meet Laura Trump and Chairman Whatley, then go to the other link. And then in general, if you want to volunteer for the election, go to protectthevote.com. That's protectthevote.com. And I can't wait till Tuesday. I think we're going to see a great turnout because we already have so many signups, and the momentum is there, Dom.
Absolutely, Linda. Thank you as always. Thanks for coming on today.
All right, get rid of the man purse.
You see what this guy causes. You see what this is. All right, it's been up on YouTube, Dan. What are they saying about it?
Yeah, let me pull it up. I don't even have it up right now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. The stupid backpacks. It's like a third world country here with this flip-flops.
It's not bad. It's not a bad thing.
It's bad for your back, too. You worry about your back all the time, and then bang.
Well,
don't put the backpack
on. Well, worse than having it over one shoulder? I feel like one shoulder is throwing your back on the line of
the door. It's not. It's a very easy thing.
I've got to hear from a chiropractor on that one.
Yes. So what are we hearing on this?
Nothing. There's nothing there.
All right, so there's an engineer, Austin, the engineer there, professional guy. Does that look like a man purse? Yes or no, Austin? You can tell me.
He wants to know if that looks like a man purse.
Yeah, is that a man purse?
I feel like that looks more like just like a tote bag almost. I don't think the man purse. I feel like a man purse is a little more, you know what? That doesn't resemble it.
Thank you very much. That's a qualified engineer. He's got grease all over him.
What's the engineering thoughts on holding up a different radio station to the camera?
It's a college radio station in East Poughkeepsie, in East Hempstead. My God.
It's a great radio station.
Yeah, it helps
us out every time you go to New York.
It does. That's true. Yes. All right. So 855-839-1210. Scott Pressler here at 2 o'clock. Jonathan Turley, Dan, has weighed in, says the Bidens, both of them, Dr. Jill, too, would face lawsuits over their doggy attacks if it were any other family. That Biden witnessed these dogs biting, apparently routinely, the Secret Service. Just another sign of, and Dr. Jill, she didn't do anything about this? Oh. Jonathan Turley. All right, 855-839-1210. Give me your reaction to Linda Kearns. You heard what she said. That is the make and break thing, which is, hey, counting the vote, don't stop the count.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Here, right here in the state that really matters, Pennsylvania, right here in Philadelphia. Linda joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Linda. Thanks for contacting us. Welcome back.
Hey, Dom. I love being on your show, the Dean of Philly Talk Radio.
Well, thank you, Linda, and moot court winner. I'm sorry about that. Dan, you told me not to say
no.
That.
Stop it, Dom.
Well, wait a minute, Dom. I've been listening, and I heard you say that you have a man purse.
That's
so
not true.
Dan is the, so now I know. Now I know Dan is the manly one on the show, and I might have to find other shows to appear on.
Oh, God.
The host carries
right.
A man purse.
Put the photo up of my traveling bag here,
you
Dan.
You put it out. YouTube.com/@WPHD. Hold it up right now. Can you grab it? It's like a laptop bag, to be fair, right?
Yeah, what I have to go through for this show.
Not like you're carrying a leather satchel. That can be a purse.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's officially endorsed by the Talk Show Host of America. That's where I get them from.
Radio station that isn't ours.
You are slurring an entire industry, Linda. You'll be banned from here to Poughkeepsie. All right.
Oh, please, I'm not afraid of anyone. You know that, Dom.
Okay. So, you are in the center ring of the defense here, even nationally, and your recruitment effort is going great guns, but we need to do more. So, who's coming to town, and what are you doing at the Union Lick?
Right. We have two events coming up on Tuesday, June 18th at 4 o'clock p.m. at our Trump campaign headquarters in Newtown, Pennsylvania. It's 642 Newtown Yardley Road. We're going to have Laura Trump and Chairman Watley come and talk to our volunteers. And then afterwards, we're going to have a training. And, Dom, we're at pretty much at capacity, but I asked them to open our sign-up sheet just because I was appearing on your show. That's how special you are. So I asked them to open it up for the next couple hours so we could get a few more sign-ups because I want your listeners there. And if you go to my Twitter account, Linda Kearns Law, I posted the sign up for that event on Tuesday. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to be at the Union League at an event with the Republican National Lawyers Association to recruit volunteer lawyers and talk about how important lawyers are. And Laura Trump and Chairman Watley will also be joining me at the Union League. So the sign up for that is also on my Twitter. So if you go there, your listeners can sign up, but only for the next hour or two because we're getting such a good response. We already have a lot of people, so I'm really excited about that.
Now, in Philadelphia, too, how many polling places do you have a sense based upon the volunteers, et cetera? Do you think you'll be able to man ballpark figures?
Well, what I am starting to realize is the Democrats are listening to your show, too, so I don't want to give away too many of my secrets. But I can tell you that we're doing really well with recruitments, but we can't take our foot off the gas. And I have some other good news for your listeners, because I was listening to you earlier, and I know you say that people say, oh, they're going to cheat us out of it. Why bother? Are we all in? And yes, we are, because there is a lot of good news. First of all, Republicans in Pennsylvania are closing the registration gap. Between 2020 and this month, we've closed the registration gap by 3.2 points. That is so significant because Biden only won PA in 2020 by a little over 1 point. So we have they have a lot less Democrats in Pennsylvania and we have more Republicans, and that is excellent news, and people should understand that there's a lot of momentum here.
Right, and with Scott Presler, Linda, he's the offense who follows you at 2 o'clock. I think within 5 weeks, maybe five and a half, we'll flip Bucks County. When that happens, the registration there, they were well ahead. Each week it goes down by about 100, 120 people, to your point. So, Linda, what would you say if we had you here, though? I mean, I don't get worn out of this, but it does annoy me that clumps of people out there think, Why bother? Remember, they tell other people all this stuff. They're going to cheat anyhow, or they have an edge, or we just don't seem to know what we're doing. I think there's new sheriff in town. There's you. I like what Laura Trump is doing. Presler, their mail-in balloting, we're spending $10, $12 million in Pennsylvania alone. It's much different than 2020.
It is very different than 2020. And what your listeners need to understand is stop reading the headlines. Stop reading them, looking at the mainstream media. You got to look at the numbers. Between 2020 and then this race that we just had for Supreme Court last year, way more people are voting in person than by mail. And people are acting like these mail ballots, you know, are absolutely the make or break. But we now have more people voting in person. So that's something that's really important. The next thing I want to say to the people who ask if we're all in is I'm going to quote Ronald Reagan. And what he said was, when you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. And how do we make them feel the heat? We show up. If you want to stop Bidenomics, if you want to stop men and girls sports, if you want to foster freedom and liberty, if you want a secure border, we have to make them feel the heat. We have to show up and vote. No excuses, no defeatist attitude. You have to show up. And that's my answer to those people, Dom.
Well, my answer, too, is people like you. I mean, it's obvious. It's obvious how much momentum you're getting. And when the first time I talked with Laura Trump, this is months ago, and then consecutively with you, Linda, these people are smart to listen to talk radio, as you know, and they mention, well, okay, that's the polls. What about chain of custody? They use language like that, and you've addressed that. This is all out from beginning to end with this to make this, as far as we can tell, as fair as possible.
Absolutely. There are multiple lawsuits going on in Pennsylvania. And look, we can't change the law. The legislature has to change the law. But what we are trying to do is achieve some type of uniformity so that your ballot is treated the same no matter what county you live in. And we are fighting on all fronts.
Well, let me interrupt, Linda, because it's important to me, too. Here's the thing that's important to me. And I will tell you, Rich and I were on the overnight. Well, we were doing the election night coverage. It had to be, I don't know, almost midnight. When something happened, it gets people really upset. The money has been placed in there. Now it's the execution to say, you keep counting. You cannot stop the count. You have to tag in a new team of counters. The others are tired. That's what you have to do. Is that the law in Pennsylvania? That's what the legislators told me.
Yes, that is what they're supposed to do. Absolutely.
And what if they stop doing it?
What's going to happen?
What do we do if they don't?
We go to court, and we're ready. We're ready for them, Dom.
Okay.
We're absolutely ready. And because of my appearances on your show and on the other mm-hmm. host on WPHD, we're recruiting a lot of people that are going to be standing there watching. And the event that we have at the Union League on Tuesday, we're recruiting lawyers. So, and we are ready. The voters need to be confident, because the only way we win this election is turnout. Everything else is just noise. You know, yesterday my nephew called me. He's going to be a sophomore in college, and he said, "Aunt Linda, I'm going to request my mail ballot. I already know my college address in the fall." Well, guess what, Dom? He's my favorite nephew, and I want your listeners to think about that. This election is won by step by step, vote by vote, by what Scott Pressler's doing. Every vote counts. So if you have a son or a nephew or a cousin who's going away to college, encourage them, that because not everyone lives and breathes balloting and voting like you and I do. So some of these people need reminders, and that's what we need to do to get over the top and win this election.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Linda. It is always inspirational. Now, where do people go? We got a short window here, but if they want to be part of this, what do they do?
So to sign up for Tuesday, the best thing to do is go to my Twitter, Linda Kearns Law, and I put the links for both of them. If you're a lawyer, sign up for the lawyer event. If you want to learn how to volunteer and just meet Laura Trump and Chairman Whatley, then go to the other link. And then in general, if you want to volunteer for the election, go to protectthevote.com. That's protectthevote.com. And I can't wait till Tuesday. I think we're going to see a great turnout because we already have so many signups, and the momentum is there, Dom.
Absolutely, Linda. Thank you as always. Thanks for coming on today.
All right, get rid of the man purse.
God, you see what this guy causes. You see what this is. All right, it's been up on YouTube, Dan. What are they saying about it?
Yeah, let me pull it up. I don't even have it up right now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. The stupid backpacks. It's like a third world country here with this flip-flop.
It's not bad. It's not a bad thing.
It's bad for your back, too. You worry about your back all the time, and then bang.
Well,
don't put the backpack on.
Well, how is it any worse than having it over one shoulder? I feel like one shoulder is throwing your back in the line of the board.
It's not. It's a very easy.
You got to hear from a chiropractor on that one.
So what are we hearing on this?
Nothing. There's nothing there.
All right, so there's an engineer, Austin the engineer there, professional guy. Does that look like a man purse? Yes or no, Austin? You can tell me.
He wants to know if that looks like a man purse.
Yeah, is that a man purse?
I feel like that looks more like just like a tote bag almost. I don't think the man purse. I feel like a man purse is a little more, you know what? That doesn't resemble it.
Thank you very much. That's a qualified engineer. He's got grease all over him.
What's the engineering thoughts on holding up a different radio station to the camera?
It's a college radio station in East Poughkeepsie, in East Hempstead. My God. No,
it's a great radio station.
Yeah,
it helps us out every time you go to New York.
It does. That's true. Yes. All right. So 855-839-1210. Scott Pressler here at 2 o'clock. Jonathan Turley, Dan, has weighed in, says the Bidens, both of them, Dr. Jill too, would face lawsuits over their doggy attacks if it were any other family. That Biden witnessed these dogs biting, apparently routinely, the Secret Service. Just another sign of, and Dr. Jill, she didn't do anything about this? Oh. Jonathan Turley. All right, 855-839-1210. Give me your reaction to Linda Kearns. You heard what she said. That is the make and break thing, which is, hey, counting the vote, don't stop the count.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.